The second big thing is don't forget to tune into my inspiring Māori series this evening with Sir Poe Tamina. My goodness, it's a laugh a minute. It's a hooted character. We talk about life and career. We talk about his journey from the Tahuna all the way up there to Tamaki Makaurau, and also his views on where to from here for Te Ao Māori. That's coming up just before the 10 o'clock news. But joining me on the line now is a great character himself, and I'm so pleased that we're able to talk to him this evening because I'm obviously a fanboy and a big supporter. I am talking about Paul Eagle, the current MP for Rongotai, who is much loved on the Chatham Islands where I've just been, who's tipped his hat in the ring for the mayoralty of Wellington. Welcome, Paul.
Kia ora, good evening.
Oh, mate, great to have you. Well, now, this could be good news for some, bad news for others. What made you make the transition to go from representing the people of the Rongotai through to, hopefully, representing the people of Wellington?
Well, I'll tell you what, Matthew, I was impressed with your trip to Wharekauri, Re Kohu, the Chatham Islands, and I wanted to just acknowledge your mahi down there, and I've had lots of positive feedback about your words and your writings and your sharing of your knowledge, so well done. For me, in Pōneke in Wellington, I just couldn't bear to see the city going backwards any longer. So threw my hat in the ring after many, many Wellingtonians said, hey, we need someone, we need a leader who has experience to come back and lead the city.
And I mean, it has, for many people, and as a former resident of Wellington, it has gone back. I mean, there's been issues with infrastructure, issues with transportation. It's a growing city, of course. The population is continuing to increase. Everything from housing affordability and so on and so forth. From your perspective, what changes do you hope to make as the as potentially the next mayor of Wellington?
Well, one of the things I want to do is bring Wellingtonians back into the future of their own city. What they told me, Matthew, is that most Wellingtonians don't feel part of the solutions being on the table for this city's future. I mean, nearly 90% of Wellingtonians are really upset with where their city's heading. They're upset with the city council, and they certainly don't feel part of the future. And so it's going to be some challenge to bring, you know, most of Wellington back into the fold, not to mention that the city council itself has been dysfunctional, if not divisive as well, and that's a problem. And so they want someone who's got a proven track record who can bring people back together. And I believe I've got some superpowers with relationships and people, and it can actually make the difference the city needs.
Well, you know, interesting you say, I mean, you talk about the feedback of my recent trip to the Chatham Islands, but, you know, the Chatham Islands is a part of the Rongotai electorate, which you have held and I believe increased your majority in the last two election cycles. But the feedback from the whānau and the Chathams, and as I've spoken to people throughout Wellington today, is that you have done an incredible job. And while I might go over there and die for crayfish and be weighed down by two powers as a dive back, your focus on that sort of community engagement is much more valuable than just, you know, the one-liners that some politicians might make.
Well, the Chathams have been an inspiration for me. That proves to me that if you do put the mahi in at the local level, you can deliver the results. And I love your mahi, Matthew. When I see lots of issues appear, you go straight in for the jugular and say, look, you know, unless we're making impacts for people, then you know, we have to get our heads re-examined in terms of saying these are the things that matter. And that's really what I've done there. I've sort of had the pleasure of helping an island nation of, what, 660 people who are fairly focused. But it's all local stuff, you know, helping them get their airport extended and making sure their fish can get out of there a lot easier and getting that cell phone network up and running. Look, I mean, the role of a sort of facilitator of the things that matter most to them. And that's what I want to do for Wellington. I mean, a lot of the issues here are local. Housing, transport, just putting the mojo back into the city, because it's lost its soul, it's lost its way. And so some of the mahi that I've done down there on the Chathams are equally as applicable here in Wellington.
And it is a beautiful city. I mean, I had the fortune of living in Wellington, of working in Wellington. One of my first jobs was at that freezing old New Zealand Post headquarters building down there on the waterfront. And in many ways, the nightlife was cool and all the rest of it. But you're right, there is something missing from the heart of Wellington. And I don't think you can. I don't think you can just, you know, or people can just blame COVID-19 as having, played a role in that. Actually, it's a case of rebuilding Wellington's heart and soul that's probably been waning for a little while, eh?
Well, I've talked about together we can put the mojo back into Wellington as New Zealand's capital city, and I think that's the key point, is we need to do this together. But it is those things that you mentioned. It is the creative soul of the city. We were known once as the art and events capital. Many still think we are, but I think we're being very proud. We know that we're not, and we know we need to do things differently. And that can only happen if we prioritise the fact that those are the things that matter most to Wellington, as do some of the basics, Matthew, and that's the pipes, the parks, the pools, the things that people expect the local council to do. They feel run down, they feel like they haven't had a lick of paint. Basic stuff. But if you don't fix basic stuff, we all know what happens, eh? Things just get worse. And only on Sunday, yesterday, there was a 100-year-old pipe that burst, and that plunged more darkness on Wellington's reputation. But also they want something aspirational. And I've talked about the need for a blueprint for the next generation, and it's got to be based on action. I mean, Wellingtonians are sick of big plans with no delivery, no action, and so that's the sort of mahi that we're going to have to focus on. And of course, it's just what you said before, it's about housing that's affordable and making sure that, you know, the kids of today in 10, 20 years' time actually have a whare, a home, that they can stay here in Wellington and not have to move, not have to use that as the excuse, oh, I love Wellington, but I can't afford to live there like Mum and Dad used to, or the whānau used to. We had to move to Auckland or Christchurch or overseas. And that's the kōrero right here and right now, is people, young people are saying, hey, you just can't afford to even rent a home here. And so it's in crisis. The capital's in a crisis situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Any chance we can bring back Molly Malone's Eora? I had to put that in there. Hey, one final thing from me. We saw the dawn of Friday morning bring to us live from Te Papa across our television screens, broadcast globally to Māori and to whānau, to New Zealanders right around the world as well. And there it was, a new national public holiday, but from Te Papa, from Wellington, I'd say the greatest capital city on earth. How did you celebrate Matariki?
Well, I had the honour and pleasure of being at Te Papa that morning, and we got there around 6 a.m. And so awesome to be with our Wellington whānau up the top there in Te Papa by the marae, hearing the karakia. And as the sun rose, they talked about the stars of Matariki. And we were able then to have a wee kai afterwards. And I sat at a table with the ethnic community leaders of Wellington. And just by chance, hey, but what I loved most is each of them told me about the indigenous holidays from their countries, and the fact that they said to me they never thought there'd be a day that they could be in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and they would be celebrating an indigenous, authentically Māori day, public holiday. And so that made me really happy to know that it doesn't matter where they're from, is that they too were partaking in something really special here in Pōneke. So, no, that was pretty special. And I have to say that even later in the day, going back that evening to the waterfront for the fireworks, and we had a cayenne side beer with different people, and it was just awesome. I thought, this is the Wellington of that I want to see more of. You know, tons of people in town, whānau out, young and old, felt safe even, and people were smiling and happy. And I thought, you could get no better public holiday on the calendar.
No, absolutely. Well, Paul Eagle, can I just say, because it's my radio show, I get to say whatever I want. By the way, thank you very much for the message at the front of the show. Can I just say, I think you will make an exceptional Mayor of Wellington. I love the mahi that you've done in Rongotai as a community leader. And you're just an altogether nice and honest bloke with integrity. So I'm looking forward to supporting you during the campaign. And if you need me to hand out pamphlets and brochures and knock on doors, then hell, I'll go anywhere.
Thank you, brother. And I'll supply the kai, because like you, there is one last thing I want to say, is I'm absolutely impressed with your consistent efforts to lose some weight. I've been through the same journey, and I'm inspired to just ensure that those extra calories stay off. And so I think we might have to do a bit of a Chatham Islands blue cod cooking show or something, you and I, because I reckon
that... Absolutely. The things that we cook up, we could cook up, thanks to even Uncle Albie Tuta and Lynn. And who knew? My cousin runs a Waitangi Cafe, Glynis Day, eh? My goodness. Who? Mouth and a like. A mouth and a like, you won't believe.